Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and one of the enduring problems in this great nation, and it's something that lasted throughout the Trump administration, and it seems to be a plague in the Biden administration as well. That is the problem of the distance between American media and a great deal of the public. The distrust of media, which you see very painfully regarding things like the COVID-19 vaccines, but about political issues in general. That is addressed in a terrific column that is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We're joined by the author. The headline for the column in the Washington Post: Stop Insulting Trump Voters and Their Concerns. Talk to them. Maybe even listen to them. The author of the column is Gary Abernathy, who is a member of the press. He was a longtime editor based in southwestern Ohio, and he has also worked in Republican Party politics in Ohio and West Virginia. And he's a contributing columnist for the Washington Post. Gary, it's very pleasure to meet you on the telephone, and thank you for contributing the column.
Michael, it's a real pleasure to be on your show. It's an honor. Thank you for having me.
Well, great to have you, because you make a very important point. And you have a dramatic statistic that people ought to pay attention to, and I think this is where we ought to focus, especially in addressing some of our colleagues in the media. You say the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism recently found that the U.S. media ranks dead last when it comes to trust among 46 countries. And what you say, that some of the self-examination is very necessary. And let me make it clear, you're not suggesting that media should simply accept everything that any politician says without fact-checking it or examining it. But
right.
there's a word that you think ought to be avoided. That word starts with an L.
Yeah.
You want to talk about
right.
what it is?
Yeah. So, really, you can trace it back to 2016, and the New York Times decided, in covering President or then candidate Donald Trump, that he was just so off the path in terms of truth-telling that they needed to start calling him out for telling lies. So they really broke the mold in traditional reporting, which was that, you know, for the first time, reporters, Michael, in their own voice, in their own stories, began referring to Trump telling lies or falsely claiming things. And this has spread to others, primarily Republicans. I don't know that I've ever seen them use this referring to a Democrat. I could be wrong. But I'm all for it. I mean, one of the important roles the media serves is to fact check, is to tell us the truth. But the reporter should not be the one doing it in a straight news piece, calling someone a liar. And when you do that, you've alienated the people who support the person you're talking about, and you basically say, I know this person's intent. I, as the reporter, know this person is lying, because that goes to intent. The way to do that traditionally, historically, as you well know, Michael, is to find someone else to call that a lie, or to point out through the facts, here's what the facts say, without using the word lie or liar. And I think that's a road that we've gone down that I sure wish we could turn around and come back on a little bit.
I think this is such an important point. In your excellent piece, you make the point that Republicans or that people in the press could go back to the style that worked for decades with sentences like this: Republicans again claimed that the 2020 election was rigged, but no evidence has emerged to support that allegation, and courts have dismissed all suits challenging the results. That's reporting. That's not opinion.
Yeah, I think that's an example of how that always has been reported, and we should go back to that. But, you know, there are just I think it's almost like the media has, and this has gone beyond the New York Times now. Many other media outlets have adopted this, and I've debated it with many reporters and editors in the last 3 or 4 years, and they just think, well, we have a responsibility to tell our readers when something's a lie. Well, I agree, but do it the way you always used to do it. Quote someone else as doing it. That reporter, Michael, should be a detached voice. We shouldn't know or frankly care how the reporter of a news story like that feels about anything. All we want is relay the facts to us, like holding up a mirror to the community. But when you start then going into the area of making judgments about what someone says, bring someone else in and their voice to say that for you. No, don't say it yourself.
You also talk a little bit, Gary Abernathy, about the way that the January 6th so-called insurrection was reported. One of the questions is using the term insurrection. What term do you think is a more effective and fair term to use?
You know, I don't like the word insurrection. I think it was clearly it was a riot. I mean, it was a horrible incident. But again, it was hardly representative of all of Trump's supporters. But it gets used to impugn all of Trump's supporters. Now, I've been clear. You know, I was a Trump supporter, and I'm still a supporter of the fact that he was president. I'm glad he was president. I've been clear about that. But when he refused to accept the results of the election, when he refused to go through the peaceful transfer of power, which is so important to our country, and then even if he didn't light the fuse, he sure did nothing to tamp down that crowd in Washington that day, which turned around and you know, attacked the Capitol, and about 800 of them, according to law enforcement, got inside. I mean, Trump's own vice president had to run for his life for carrying out a constitutional duty. That was a shameful moment. But it's been used to basically impugn all millions of Trump supporters and Americans across America who would never have anything to do with anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, look, one of the points you make is that it's only a tiny percentage of the 74 million people who voted for Donald Trump who would identify or even sympathize with Proud Boys or Three Percenters,
right,
or some of the other
QAnon
crazies. Right. Well, the QAnon is more of a problem. What do you make of that? First of all, you talk about treating Trump supporters with respect. Amen. Agree with you. Do we have to treat QAnon believers with respect?
No.
Or is it good? Okay. You say no.
I wouldn't, and I don't.
Okay, but what do you make of the polling that suggests that some 15% of Americans, not just of Republicans, but of all Americans, believe a lot of the QAnon stuff?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people who say yes to that, often, to be honest, Michael, and you and I have been around long enough to know how polling is done, and a lot of people who respond to polls don't really know the question they're answering, really don't know the in-depth, you know, the depth of the questions that they're answering. I'm not someone who puts a lot of stock in these polls where they say, how do you feel about that? I'm a believer in election polls, and most election polls are pretty accurate despite the bad rap they get, you know, in the last couple presidential elections. But these polls that go out and you just say, let's get a pulse of how people feel about something, and then you turn that into a kind of an alarmist headline, you know, 4 out of 10 Americans say something outrageous. Those don't mean a lot to me, but
Gary Abernathy, we have to go to a break. You hang around for a few more minutes? I want to ask you some thoughts on 2024 and about a potential another round for Donald J. Trump. We will talk about that and more with one-time strong Trump supporter Gary Abernathy coming up.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gary Abernathy has written a powerful column and a very persuasive one, in my opinion. It is called Stop Insulting Trump Voters and Their Concerns. Talk to them. And in the middle of your column, Gary, you say it's my unscientific conclusion that about half of Trump's supporters will go to their graves believing the election was stolen.
Yeah.
The other half can be persuaded otherwise, but only by time and reflection, like accepting a death. A shaming will never work. When you say they can be persuaded otherwise, wouldn't it be in the interest of the Republican Party, of the United States of America, and really ultimately in the interest of Donald Trump, if we actually could reach more of a consensus than we have, that our election system works, imperfectly sometimes, but it works, and that no, this wasn't a stolen election? Wouldn't that help Trump and his inner circle as much as anybody else?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you 100%. It would. There's nothing more important than our faith that, you know, our elections are honest and have integrity. And this does help everyone. I often get a kick out of Trump when he talks about the last election, and he'll ramble on as he does about states that he won. You know, for instance, here in Ohio, where I live, Michael, he won Ohio by 8 points, and he talks about what a great night in Ohio he had. And I'm thinking, well, how do you know Ohio's result was fair and honest, and how do you know you can trust it? Maybe you lost Ohio.
So terms of talking to Trump supporters, of whom we have many who are listening right now, what's the best way to persuade people that, hey, you know what, the election wasn't stolen? And by the way, no, Trump is not going to be reinstalled as president sometime in August. Eric Greitens, who's a candidate for for Senate in Missouri, he has said he believes that Trump will be reinstalled as president before 2024.
Well, that's crazy talk. But, Michael, I think, you know, two ways to answer your question. The one way to not convince Trump voters of anything, and this is the point I make, is to insult them or call them stupid or call them idiots. You know, that doesn't work for any of us, does it, when we try to have a conversation with each other?
So it's usually a sign you're losing the argument.
You're losing the argument immediately. So I think time and reflection, as I said, it's like accepting a death. You've got to start to say, okay, I'm in denial. First step is denial, right? But then you start to go to, eventually you get to acceptance. And I really believe, I'm seeing it, you're seeing it slowly, even in the polls. Even in the polls, Michael, you know there were polls a few months ago that said Republicans were more loyal to Trump than they were to the party. And then they did it again a few months later, and the party was slightly ahead this time. You know, so it's kind of morphing a little bit. So hopefully by the time they get around to choosing their nominee for 2024, they realize Trump's not the guy. Hopefully Trump comes to that conclusion himself and just doesn't even run. But I will say I do think Trumpism, a form of Trumpism, will be the party platform, just with a banner carried by someone else.
And the banner carried by someone else who acknowledges that the election was fairly
right,
won,
honest and fair, rigged. And Joe Biden was elected president.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, for better or worse, that has to be a point starting out.
I'm not happy. I mean, I wish I was a Trump voter. I wish Trump had won, but he didn't. Joe Biden won. You know, and I have to accept that and honor that result. And that's, you know, as someone, when I worked in politics, Michael, I mean, that was just something that I've just always had such a firm, and I think most Americans do, a firm belief and agreement in. You know, I don't remember because I was just 4 years old, but in 1960, when Nixon lost to Kennedy, there were a lot of good reasons Nixon had to believe that that election was stolen. History will tell you, you know, what happened in Illinois and a couple other states. They came to him and said, you know, we've got reason to contest this. And he said, no, for the good of the country, we've just got to accept it, and we're not going to put the country through that kind of a fight. Well, there's a good reason for that. And, you know, we need to show and demonstrate to the rest of the world that here in the United States, we do a peaceful transfer of power. We trust the votes. We let the people decide, and then we hand it over. And I'm so I'm so disappointed in Trump for not having – if Trump had had the Bidens into the White House, played host to them, shown up on Inauguration Day and stood there, he'd be in a tremendous position to run again. You know, he people would have respected that. But as often as he often did, he was his own worst enemy.
Okay, what do you think is the most important priority for the Republican Party to avoid facing in 2024, this huge issue of was the election rigged or not? We don't want to be campaigning on that back and forth, do we?
No, I think that's a losing, I think that's a very losing issue. You know, they want to get back to the things that that they've stood for, and and this is a long way to go back, because I blame Trump for this too. You know, the party lost its way in the issue of fiscal responsibility when Trump supported this huge spending last year, $1 trillion packages, and you know, some of the COVID related could justify, but some of it you can't. So they need to reclaim that. But a strong defense, a strong border. I mean, that's a winning issue.
Sure.
Now, you can argue
and
about how to do
especially,
it.
Especially
these are the
now.
Things we should be talking about, not whether the election was rigged.
Three potential presidents in your mind who are Republicans.
Yeah, I think right now you've clearly got Ron DeSantis out of Florida. You've got Governor Kristi Noem, and you've got Governor Greg Abbott. I think those three governors are kind of a, you know, but this is going to change, you know, knowing this is going to change, Michael.
There could be all kinds of new faces who emerge if Republicans have a good election in 2022. It's a great pleasure speaking to Gary Abernathy. He is a longtime editor in southwestern Ohio. And Republican operative and a Trump supporter in 2016, and a columnist for The Washington Post. And I think that some of what he says should ring a lot of bells and develop a lot of resonance. When we come back, the idea of internal Republican fighting before 2022, how does that help in any way in terms of actually winning control of the House and the Senate again? We will get to that. We'll also be reviewing Space Jam, Snake Eyes, and Old. All coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Firefighters have ended their mission in clearing debris from the collapsed Surfside condo building Friday, officials said, while police and forensic specialists continue their work to identify human remains in the disaster. They left the site in a convoy of fire engines and other vehicles and drove slowly to their headquarters. An engineer hired to figure out why the building collapsed warned that the site may still not be safe. Alian Collazo came to Florida on a raft from Cuba at the age of 8. On Monday, he will voyage from Largo to Washington to exercise a right family still in Cuba don't have.
We need to find a way to keep the voices of the Cuban people and what they are doing in Cuba alive. And the only way to do that is to figure out a way to go around the Cuban government's cyber wall.
This is USA Radio News.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Bluestar in the first aid section. Feel Bluestar work fast or your money back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
One of the unfortunate tendencies in American life, and honestly, it's very prominent on the liberal side of things. It's also increasingly prominent on the conservative side of things. One of those tendencies is the belief that anything that is stupid and embarrassing and destructive is illegal, or ought to be illegal, or you ought to be able to call the feds or the cops or somebody and have that behavior basically corrected. And I'll give you an example of that. There's a story that's been fascinating to me, and it has not yet been resolved. In Punta Gorda, Florida, of course it's Florida, parents are calling in outrage to a local news agency over what is happening outside their children's elementary school. They want a man who carries upsetting flags to stay away from their kids. Parents of students who attend Sally Jones Elementary School in Punta Gorda filed a report with police about a man they say carries swastika flags and visits regularly outside the school with the children while shouting at parents dropping their kids off. I've just never seen anything so inappropriate in my whole life, parent Adam Ackerman said. He was emphasizing toward the police, parent Carla Mitchell said. He had two flags and a Nazi slogan, and when the officer came up, it was emphasizing showing the sign, especially the Nazi one. We saw him again this morning, wildly screaming profanities at us, our children, as we simply drop our kids off at school. I think it's inappropriate. Yes, it is. And I want to put an end to it. Well, of course he does. Although parents view the accused man's actions as inappropriate, they're not illegal. A Punta Gorda city ordinance prohibits signs with obscene language or symbols that can be viewed from public property, but Punta Gorda Police Department says the man has not broken the law, so there's nothing they can do. Look, obviously this guy needs a little bit of help, and as long as he stays off school property, it's tough to figure out what you do. And perhaps maybe if they have problems with him actually hassling kids as they're being dropped off, there can be a public nuisance, public disturbance kind of proceeding. But who knows? The Punta Gorda Police Department said officers are aware of the man on the sidewalk for the past several days, but the school district declined to comment on the matter, at least so far. But a point there, I mean, I don't think there's anybody who thinks it's a good thing for somebody to be waving Nazi flags as he's approaching a school and shouting at the kids and shouting at the parents and shouting Nazi slogans. But you may remember years ago there was even that famous case where the Nazi party wanted to stage a march in Skokie, Illinois, which is a home right outside Chicago. It's actually part of Chicago, where there are a lot of Holocaust survivors who were living years ago. And the courts said no, they had no right to ban the Nazis based upon their message. And by the way, they ended up not doing the march in the final analysis. Speaking about other things that are problematic but not necessarily illegal, an article in the Daily Beast, an investigation exposes Alaska Assistant Attorney General's deeply racist Twitter alter ego. And they say if you're going to run a massively racist secret Twitter account while also working as an assistant attorney general, you can't be as staggeringly sloppy as this guy. The racist alter ego online of Matthias Chakotay, an Alaska assistant attorney general who's represented the state's Department of Law in a string of civil rights cases, has been exposed. According to the Guardian newspaper, the secret Twitter account's posts called for Black Lives Matter protesters to be locked up. Well, if those protesters are violent or destructive, well, sure. Why wouldn't they be locked up? But if they're just protesting peacefully, of course that doesn't work. And it doesn't work for an attorney general to take that position, an assistant attorney general in any event. It also claims that some racial groups were naturally more intelligent than others and called for the execution of anyone who carries out gender affirmation surgery. Now, all of that is fairly outrageous. And it's particularly inappropriate for somebody who's working in law enforcement. And that's what you're doing if you're working as deputy attorney general. And Chakotay was exposed after posting photographs of his house on the phony secret pen name Twitter account, as well as offering biographical details such as his recent dramatic weight loss. Why do people feel the need to expose so much about themselves, including points of view that they know are going to get them in trouble and violate their professional obligations? And he has pretty serious professional obligations working in an attorney general's office. And then there's one more, which is not every comeback is inspiring or awaited. And there's a Washington Post piece about the former governor of Missouri, Eric Reitens, who is trying to run for the Senate. There are about five other Republicans running, much more suitable Republicans who could actually win the seat. Greitens is trying to run under the banner of Trump's America First movement, and he says, "We're honored to have so many of Donald Trump's strongest fighters on our team," Greitens says. Okay, the problem with former Governor Greitens is he was forced to resign in one of the seediest sex scandals in recent American politics. He was bringing his hairdresser, who was married to someone else. He was married to someone else. They are no longer married. And he was brought her down to the basement of his home, where he allegedly bound her and forced her into sex acts, and she then complained about it. And he was forced out. He was forced to resign as governor. And right now, the idea that he would want to jeopardize control of the U.S. Senate, and that's doing that, if Jay Nixon, who's another former governor, Democrat, actually runs in Missouri, even though Missouri is a very deeply pro-Trump state. Trump won the state by 15 points last time. The idea that Governor Greitens, who's a fascinating guy, and he's a former Navy SEAL, and he's a former Rhodes Scholar, and he was beginning a pretty good term as governor of Missouri before this scandal emerged. And then there are other scandals. And the idea that he wouldn't look at this and say, look, it's really, really important that Republicans win back control of the U.S. Senate. If they lose Missouri, which is the seat that was held by Roy Blunt, and it was considered to be a pretty safe seat, and with almost any of the other candidates, including former members of Congress and a former attorney general and people who are very well qualified, it would be a safe seat again. At some point or another, you don't have to sacrifice all for your party, but if you really care about your point of view, I mean, I do think that the people who are meeting with President Trump, begging him not to endorse Eric Greitens for the U.S. Senate, are right. Now, the problem for Trump is a virtual member of his family, Kimberly Guilfoyle, is now the campaign manager for former Governor Greitens. Let's hope it works out well. Meanwhile, how did things work out for a bunch of the movies we have to review this week? We'll get to it coming up. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To say in introducing R. Kelly, he provided that song for the original Space Jam years ago, and the Space Jam starring Michael Jordan. There's a new Space Jam today that we're going to review. I was about to say that R. Kelly makes Governor Greitens, who we were talking about moments ago, look like a Boy Scout. Except I'm not sure you can say that anymore, right? That's not a figure of speech, unfortunately, with some of the difficulties that the Boy Scouts movement has encountered. $850 million worth of difficulties. Okay, but meanwhile, no difficulties for Hollywood. They have 3 big high-profile projects that are out today. Space Jam actually opened before. It's now playing in theaters and on HBO Max. Hollywood fanfare, maestro? Okay. The original Space Jam, which was a pretty good hit, showed Michael Jordan, who had to be drafted to help defend the world against aliens. And by winning a basketball game, teamed together with Warner Brothers cartoon characters led by Bugs Bunny. Well, Bugs is back, but this time Michael Jordan was unavailable to participate in this film, though there's a very amusing reference to him in the middle of it. This movie features LeBron. Now, try to follow this. He is alienated from his son because his son doesn't want to play basketball. He wants to design computer games. And his son gets trapped by an evil algorithm whose name is Al-G Rhythm, get it, who's played by Don Cheadle, who probably is the strongest performance in this film, which is not saying a lot. But Al-G Rhythm traps both LeBron and his son, and the only way they can get out is if LeBron recruits a squad of, yes, Warner Brothers cartoon characters to win a climactic, earth-shaking basketball game. Listen.
Welcome, King James. I am the king of this domain.
This is the serververse.
What'd you do to my son? Where's Don?
The only way you're getting your son back is if you and I play a little basketball. Pete, send this clown to the rejects.
What is this? I'm a cartoon?
Meep. What's up, Doc?
I need to assemble an elite team to help get my son back.
I know what you're looking for. A dream team.
Okay, yeah, the Dream Team features Sylvester and Daffy Duck and Porky Pig and Speedy Gonzales and Wile E. Coyote and more. And it's intermittently intermusing. Some of the animation is okay. The movie's been getting terrible reviews, and it kind of deserves it, because it's almost impossible to follow, and it drags on and on and on and on, like a lot of films seem to this season. But actually, I think LeBron tries to do an acting performance, which Michael Jordan didn't, and he's not bad. Of course, the entire subplot about his wife and children is completely no relation to his real wife and children, where LeBron seems to be a pretty stand-up and committed guy. And look, it's one of those movies that if you go to see Space Jam, A New Legacy is the subtitle, you kind of know what you're going to get. And no, it's not going to be very good, but it's not going to be a complete disaster. 2 stars for Space Jam. Now, a very different movie is M. Night Shyamalan's movie. And his films tend to do very well, even when they're not very good. And this movie has an interesting premise. A number of people go on a dream vacation to an island paradise. It's actually filmed in Dominican Republic. And they go off to a secluded beach, but the beach has a very, very strange characteristic. It causes people to age much faster. And when I say much faster, they're aging 1 year for each half hour. And you see that? Well, dramatized on film. Listen.
What's happening to us?
My daughter just turned 6 2 weeks ago.
Mom?
Whatever's happening to us is happening very fast.
You have wrinkles.
There's something wrong with this beach.
What's happening?
We have to get off this beach.
People are blacking out going this way.
Oh, no.
You're lying.
Look. What is that?
A message.
We never leave each other. Nothing separates us.
We're connected to something bigger.
Oh, no. We're here for a reason.
Yeah, I was there for a reason to help warn you about this movie. It's absolutely terrible. It's an awful film. And if there were any redeeming characteristic, I can't really think of one. And M. Night Shyamalan has made some films that I've loved. I of course, Sixth Sense. I loved a film he made called The Village. Signs that he made with Mel Gibson was a terrific film. This is his first film ever that is shot entirely outside of his home base of Philadelphia. And it's because I just love the use of language here. Joe Morgenstern in the Wall Street Journal reviewed the film and called it, here, let me find it exactly. In any event, he called it absolutely terrible. And it is. And the terrible thing about it is the performances and the fact that there's never any sense of real human emotion or other than just fear and horror at the aging process. And maybe that's a pitch to go toward baby boomers. Look, some of the performers do try hard. It's we'll give it a generous 1.5 stars. But one of the things about it that is absolutely terrible is that the film is rated PG-13, and it includes scenes of a woman's belly being cut open, scenes of people falling from heights and harming themselves, and some material that is absolutely not appropriate for a PG-13 movie. If anything deserves an R rating, it's this one, but R as in rancid, for old. Now, Snake Eyes is another complicated movie, and this is a complicated movie that is playing in theaters, and it's going to be on Paramount Plus 45 days later. It's based on the G.I. Joe universe. The original subtitle for the film was the G.I. Joe origin story, but it's really not about G.I. Joe. It's about Snake Eyes, who's one of the characters in G.I. Joe, who was an itinerant martial arts competitor, cage fighter, who then gets involved with an ancient Japanese ninja clan. Listen.
Every warrior has a beginning.
For 600 years, our ninja have brought peace to the world. I need warriors like you join us.
What I have to do?
The journey from here is yours to decide. But that is just the beginning.
Okay, and what you hear there is some of the lame, clunky, highfalutin script that doesn't really work that well. But Henry Fielding from Crazy Rich Asians plays Snake Eyes, and he's good. I think he is a charismatic and a obviously very agile leading man. Some of the fight scenes actually pay off and are very well choreographed. Most of all, the imagery, the entire film takes place in Japan with this ninja clan, and then later you meet Cobra, and you meet a couple of the characters who later turn out in the G.I. Joe universe. G.I. Joe universe based on a Hasbro toy that became a comic book later, and then became a TV series and two previous feature films, the last one in 2009. Look, I think this is a better film than the 2009 film. Again, that's not saying a great deal, but part of what makes the film at least tolerable to me was the fact that it had some very haunting imagery of a semi-medieval Japan and the conflict with modern Japan. It also should not be a PG-13 because there's a great deal of swordplay and violence in it. But 2.5 stars for Snake Eyes. No, it's not rolling a lucky 7 exactly, but it lives up to what you are likely to expect. What you should expect next week is progress for the United States. Let's hope so. Breaking political gridlock, more vaccinations, more safety in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.